Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to take a census of Israel. David said to Joab and to the princes of the people, "Go, count Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring me word that I may know how many there are." Joab said, "May Yahuwah make his people 100 times as many as they are. But, my master the king, aren't they all my master's servants? Why does my master require this thing? Why will he be a cause of guilt to Israel?" Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. Therefore, Joab departed and went throughout all Israel, then came to Jerusalem. Joab gave the sum of the census of the people to David. All those of Israel were 1,100,000 men who drew a sword, and in Judah were 470,000 men who drew a sword. But he didn't count Levi and Benjamin among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. Elohim was displeased with this thing, therefore he struck Israel. David said to Elohim, "I have sinned greatly in that I have done this thing, but now put away, I beg you, the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly." Yahuwah spoke to Gad, David's seer, saying, "Go and speak to David," saying, Yahuwah says, "I offer you 3 things. Choose one of them, that I may do it to you." So Gad came to David and said to him, "Yahuwah says, take your choice, either 3 years of famine or 3 months to be consumed before your foes, while the sword of your enemies overtakes you, or else 3 days of the sword of Yahuwah, even pestilence in the land, and Yahuwah's angel destroying throughout all the borders of Israel. Now therefore consider what answer I shall return to him who sent me." David said to Gad, "I am in distress. Let me fall, I pray, into Yahuwah's hand, for his mercies are very great. Don't let me fall into man's hand." So Yahuwah sent a pestilence on Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell. Elohim sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. As he was about to destroy, Yahuwah saw, and he relented of the disaster, and said to the destroying angel, "It is enough. Now withdraw your hand." Yahuwah's angel was standing by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. David lifted up his eyes and saw Yahuwah's angel standing between earth and the sky, having a drawn sword in his hand stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell on their faces. David said to Elohim, "Isn't it I who commanded the people to be counted? It is even I who have sinned and done very wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Please let your hand, O Yahuwah, my Elohim, be against me and against my father's house, but not against your people, that they should be plagued." Then Yahuwah's angel commanded Gad to tell David that David should go up and raise an altar to Yahuwah on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. David went up at the saying of Gad, which he spoke in Yahuwah's name. Ornan turned back and saw the angel, and his 4 sons who were with him hid themselves. Now Ornan was threshing wheat. As David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David, and went out of the threshing floor, and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, "Sell me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar to Yahuwah on it. You shall sell it to me for the full price, that the plague may be stopped from afflicting the people." Ornan said to David, "Take it for yourself, and let my master the king do that which is good in his eyes. Behold, I give the oxen for burnt offerings, and the threshing instruments for wood, and the wheat for the meal offering. I give it all." King David said to Ornan, "No, but I will most certainly buy it for the full price. For I will not take that which is yours for Yahuwah, nor offer a burnt offering that costs me nothing." So David gave to Ornan 600 shekels of gold by weight for the place. David built an altar to Yahuwah there, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called on Yahuwah. And he answered him from the sky by fire on the altar of burnt offering. Then Yahuwah commanded the angel, and he put his sword back into its sheath. At that time, when David saw that Yahuwah had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. For Yahuwah's tabernacle, which Moses made in the wilderness, and the altar of burnt offering, were at that time in the high place at Gibeon. But David couldn't go before it to inquire of Elohim, for he was afraid because of the sword of Yahuwah's angel.